You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Good Sunday morning, everybody. Good to have you joining us here at Breakout Radio Church. We are a Breakout Radio Church. We're a global church without walls, comprised of members in many different geographical locations across America and around the globe, responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. And we are a house of prayer for all nations. Breakout Ministries began 1996 after I led prayer at the White House. I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me from Micah chapter 2, verse 13. The one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out. Pass through the gate. Go out by it. Their king will pass before them with the Lord at their head. Well, Gene and I are delighted to be back in church here on this Sunday morning. And I had a flight delays getting back last week. I really appreciate my new grandson, Daniel Alexander, and my granddaughter, Taylor Gentry Alexander, and Ruth Gentry filling in for us last week. I know you enjoyed their ministry, but here we are today, and we are so delighted that you are attending church here. It's going to be a wonderful day. I have two special announcements that I'm going to make today, and Gene and I, we're going to be sharing some testimonies. It's just going to be a wonderful time today. And, Gene, we're excited about church today, aren't we, here at Breakout Radio Church?
Yes, we are. It's going to be a great day. And good morning, Breakout family. So thankful that you're with us today.
Yes, we are. And we've been holding the names of our members in our hands this morning and praying. And, wow, I'm just so thankful that you are with us today attending church. And of course, we have church at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Central Time. We're broadcasting live from Ministry Center here at 8 a.m. Central Time. But don't forget 10 a.m. and of course at 8 p.m. Tonight, Breakout Radio Church, and 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. During the week most of the time. So we're going to have some praise and worship. Gene and I are going to join in prayer. Let's all just agree, wherever you are at, we have members all across this nation and around the world, and wherever you're at, let's join together, and let's pray the will of God be done here this morning. Father, we just agree that your will, plan, and purpose be done here at Breakout Radio Church on this Sunday morning in August. I believe it's the last Sunday in August. We pray the will of God be done here today. May you be exalted. May you be high and lifted up today. I pray, Lord, that you'll anoint our spiritual ears to hear, our spiritual eyes to see, our hearts to receive today as we worship you, magnify you, glorify your name. And I pray your will, plan, and purpose be done here during this Sunday morning service. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So let's praise and worship him. Here we go.
Defeated. Death couldn't hold you down, down. The enemy's been defeated, defeated. And death couldn't hold you down, down. The enemy's been defeated. The enemy's been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. The enemy's been defeated.
and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began, above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of
Lord, we bless you. We honor you. We magnify your name. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's worship the Lord, church. Lord, we magnify you and glorify your name. You're such a good God, awesome God, mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name and honor your name. Hallelujah. We bless you here on this Sunday morning at Breakout Radio Church across America and around the world. Oh, we love your name. Your name which is above every name, Lord. We bless your holy name. Honor your name. Thank you, Jesus. You're such a good God, awesome God, mighty God. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son, Jesus, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Thank you, Jesus, for your willingness to go to the cross and die that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Have it more abundantly. Thank you, Lord. And if any of you attending Breakout Radio Church this morning are not right with God, you're not saved, if Jesus were to come today, you would not be prepared. You would not be ready. If you were to die today, you would not go to heaven. You would go to hell. But you can know today. I want to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord. The Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so today, I want to give you this opportunity. The Bible says, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and if we believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. It's so simple. If we confess Jesus, if we believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, and we confess him with our mouth, we will be saved. We will be saved regardless of what you feel, regardless of how wrong you've been, how deep in sin you have gone. Jesus is here on this Sunday morning to save you. Or if you're listening to a replay of this church service sometime during the week, I want you to say these words. If you're not a Christian, maybe you're not even sure, maybe you're not sure about your salvation, you say, I'd like to accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord, or I'm not sure, or maybe you're a backslider far away from God, far away from God. And I want to pray for you right now. I want you to say these words, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross for my sins, that you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you, and I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And if you said that prayer and we can help you in any way, you just go to our website, bpnradio.com, and then just click on Breakout Radio Church, and that will give you all the information of how you can contact us, how we can be a help to you. And I just want to say, if you want to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, you can. All you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and click on Breakout Radio Church. And there's a membership link there. Breakout Radio Church, there's a membership link there. You can become a member. We'll put your name on our list. We'll be praying for you, serve you, helping you, communicating with you. And I just want to say this to you. There's some of you that Satan has really tried to get you to doubt your salvation. But you know, the Bible says when we come to know the Lord, our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I don't believe, and I was praying about that this morning, I just don't believe that God is up there with a big eraser, and every time you stumble or fall, that he takes his eraser and erases your name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. I just believe that if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, which is Christ Jesus, and we just ask forgiveness for our sin. That doesn't mean that we're to go around sinning all the time, because we can have mercy and grace. No, there's consequences to that. But we must understand that we are secure in our salvation. When we become a son of God, a daughter of God, we can be secure in our relationship with him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, it's a very good day. And it's a very good day. I want you to turn your Bibles with me, if you will, to the book of Acts. I'm going to read a while. I'm going to preach a while and testify. And then we're going to pray some more. So we have prayed concerning the service, Acts chapter 2, and I want to read one verse of Scripture, Acts chapter 2, and verse number 42. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify. He commanded us, This is the apostle speaking. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify. You know, for the past several weeks here at Breakout Radio Church, I've been preaching about the necessity of needing more preachers to preach the gospel. For the Bible said, how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? So today on bpnradio.com, we are sending preachers out across the world to preach the gospel. We started at 6 a.m. this morning. We'll have 18 hours of preaching every Sunday on bpnradio.com from 6 a.m. till midnight, sharing the microphone with other preachers. And, of course, all you have to do is go into our Facebook page, Dale W. Gentry or Dale Gentry, and you can get the entire schedule, 18 hours of preaching, sharing our microphone with many different preachers, including several members of Breakout Radio Church. Several members of Breakout Radio Church are preaching on Preaching Sunday. That includes Donald Brown, Barry Smith, Shay Schultz, B.K. Jones, James Parker, Tammy Logan, and there's going to be some others of you that want to preach, and you'll be able to work something out with Rick Gentry. So you too will also be able to preach on Preaching Sunday. Got a lot of great preachers that is filling the airways. And we're excited because we believe in that we must have more preachers, more preaching. And one day we'll just have a channel where we have around-the-clock preaching. So what did he say? He's commanded us to preach. But Paul also said, he said, none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. What did Paul say? He said, we preach about the grace of God, and we also can testify about the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I've been declaring and talking about preaching, which I will continue to do, but he also said we need to testify. So he commanded us to preach and to testify. You know, the Bible, Webster Dictionary says, testimony is a public accounting of a religious conversion or experience. It is very, very important that once you come to know Jesus, that you tell others about your experience. Or maybe when you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, that you tell others. We had a member of our church this past week from Tennessee, and she just sent me a message that I'm hungry for God. I want more of God. And I just called her most of your phone numbers. I called her, asked her if I could call her. She said yes. In a few minutes, she was baptized in the Holy Spirit and was speaking in tongues. And so I'm sure that she is sharing that testimony with other people. So a testimony is a public recounting, telling others of a religious conversion or an experience you have had. And so I shared with you in my phone message yesterday that today I would be making two special announcements. And one announcement I make is that soon my Sunday sermon will be interpreted in Russian and German and Spanish and French, starting with Russian and then German, because God has put in my heart that we're to go all the way around the world and preach the gospel. Those that can understand English, they can hear the gospel in most every nation, although every nation cannot understand English. So eventually it's in my heart, in my vision, for Breakout Radio Church to preach the gospel, me or whoever preaches on Sunday morning, to preach the gospel so that it will be understood in every nation of the world, not every language, because some nations like India have hundreds, I guess, of different languages, but we will know that every nation in the world is receiving the message that is preached at Breakout Radio Church, and eventually we will be heard in every nation in their language. Unbelievable, unbelievable. But right now we're going all around the world, but so there's so many people that can't understand English, but they will be able to understand it in their language. And so we are definitely going to go into all the world, preach the gospel to all creation. And, you know, I've discovered lately that every nation in the world now has internet. We are truly living in the end times. We are truly living, ladies and gentlemen, in the last days. You know, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, then the end shall come. Do you hear what it said? These are the words of Jesus written in red, Matthew 24, 14, and this gospel that we are now preaching will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end shall come. Well, we're living definitely in the end time. So first of all, we're going to be preaching to all nations in their language. Second of all, for the next few weeks, I'm going to give you church members an opportunity to share your testimony. All you need to do is just send me a personal email at DaleGeneGentry@cs.com. That's my personal email address, at DaleGeneGentry@cs.com. And then I'm going to give you instructions on how to share your testimony here at Breakout Radio Church. Wow. So starting next Sunday, members of this congregation are going to be sharing a testimony. And so he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify. And I've been prophesying a new wave of revivals coming to America and other nations through a major mingling of preaching and testifying, mingled together to attract the glory of God. So his command was not only to preach, but also to testify, to share our testimony, or even someone else's testimony if necessary. And many people are saved and encouraged by preaching, but many others as well by those who testify or share a testimony, a public recounting of a religious conversion or experience, according to Webster. You know, when I was a boy growing up in church, every service would be filled with what we called a testimony service. People standing to share an account of what God was doing in their lives or someone in their family. Some of those were quite boring. Someone would get up and say, "Oh, the devil's been after me all week. Bless his holy name." And we would just kind of duck our heads. But others would get up and would testify with great power about what God had been doing in their life, how they'd been healed, or a member of their family had been saved, or recounting the night they got saved. And I remember one man standing up and saying, "Oh, the night I got saved, I walked home from church." He said the stars were dancing, the street lights were extra bright, and the moon was shining extra bright. And he would just share that same testimony. People would be blessed. Sometimes the power of God would fall and entire congregations would be on their faces before God, even before the preacher ever got up. And then it just seemed like after a while that we quit having testimonies and we would have just organized services of two or three worship songs and some announcement. The preacher would preach and we would all go home. It just seemed to stop. But, you know, Gene and I, particularly during our 8 years of protracted meetings where we saw revival happen for months, weeks and months at a time, when we traveled across America and other nations of the world from 1990 until 1998, those protracted meetings would just be filled with testimonies. I remember during the 24-week revival in Fort Worth, Calvary Cathedral International, numerous testimonies or accounts of happenings in people's lives attracted hundreds of people to the church morning and evening, 5 days a week for 24 weeks. And then many of our services would be just filled with people giving testimonies. And soon, other pastors were inviting me to send people to their church to give testimonies. And we called it Taking the Revival Out. And so it was amazing, just people sharing testimonies, even reading testimonies. And I know that same thing is now happening again at the Greenville Awakening in Chuckie, Tennessee. And we, last Thursday night, we broadcast a service live on bpnradio.com from the Greenville Awakening in Chuckie, Tennessee, a little town of 7,000 people. And this amazing revival that's being held under a tent that will seat about 1,500 people. It starts its 20th week tomorrow night and all week long, Monday through Friday night at 6 p.m. With the Greenville Awakening and evangelist D.R. Harrison. We're going to be broadcasting those revival services live. They've had people from 22 different states come. I don't know how many churches, and hundreds of people have been saved. It started in Little Baptist Church on April the 15th of this year. It's now in its 20th week and growing. And I listened to the service on bpnradio.com this past Thursday night, and the evangelist D.R. Harrison, he shared his testimony, how that just 2 years ago he was a drug addict, he was an alcoholic, his wife was a stripper in a nightclub, and they both fell down on their faces one night and got saved. He immediately started preaching. He's leading this revival that is gaining a nationwide attention. And even the Christian Broadcasting Network is sharing accounts of what's happening under this tent. And it's still going now as it begins week 20. And D.R. Harrison was on bpnradio.com, just shared his testimony. And other people are sharing their testimony of what God is doing, and the glory of God is falling. There is power in testifying. You know, Gene, we first started the ministry. I didn't have hardly any sermons, about three sermons, and we, you know, I just got to begin to share my testimony, how God called me to preach, how He called me to pray, called me to preach, and over the years we've shared testimonies. And revival has happened. So many things have happened.
Yes, right? He has, just through testimonies.
Yeah, you know.
About what God is doing.
I know. Testifying, sharing.
Right.
It's, you know, I've heard so many times that if we don't give it away, we'll lose it. You know, you got healed of cancer in 2004, and it was a miracle.
It was a miracle.
And, God just did a miracle in your life, and we prayed and went back to the doctor, and there was no sign of cancer, and since 2004 you've been cancer free.
Yes, I have. God healed me, and I know that a lot of you out there say, well, God has not healed me. Well, everyone doesn't get healed, and we don't understand that, but we know that God does heal. And He healed me of cancer in 2004, and I'm so thankful and grateful.
Yeah, and you have shared that testimony many, many times across the nation, around the world.
And I've shared my book with so many people that have cancer. I've sent my book out to so many people, and it's been an encouragement to people to know that God does heal.
Yes, He does. Yes, He does. We have proved that over and over again. And, you know, we just pray for people that need healing today. Because we believe that by His stripes we were healed, by His stripes we are healed. And we just agree with you in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And then we have received, and I was just the Holy Spirit laid it upon my heart as we testify today, other people will start testifying next week, but about the many house miracles that we've had.
Yes, we have. You know, God has performed a miracle in every home that we've bought. And when we moved to Austin 5 years ago, we knew that we were not supposed to have another mortgage. So we just leased a home. But the Lord spoke to someone and said, go pick out a home and someone will come along and pay for it. So we started looking just on that word. Mm-hmm. And someone did come along and buy a home, and we are leasing that home. We felt like we were not supposed to have another mortgage. So we're leasing this home, and we have space in here for Breakout Radio Church, and have our studios here, and God has just performed a miracle in our home.
So we didn't have any money even to pay down on a home.
No, we did not.
And we weren't going to go have another mortgage. You know, after you're married 57 years,
yeah,
you don't need another mortgage.
We're not old, but we're getting older.
So we said, no, we're not going to do that. So you know, the prophetic word was go pick out a house, and someone will come along and pay for it. So we looked and we came into the house that we now live in, and yes. You said,
"This is our home."
This is our home. Now there's no way that we could have done it, but someone came along and paid cash for the house that we're in.
Yes. A miracle.
I mean, how could that happen? And so we now have a lease, and we make a monthly rent payment, and but we're living in a house that does not have a mortgage, and it was a brand new house.
Yes,
a beautiful home.
Yes.
We got a little pond out back. I mean, God wants to do, ladies and gentlemen, God wants to do something really big.
Yes,
and you say,
does.
Well, we just can't afford that, or we can't afford to move. We can't afford to live in a place like that. God wants to do a miracle, and we are testifying so that we will encourage you.
Yes.
And, you know, nearly every house that we've lived in, I mean, we moved to Fort Worth, Texas during the revival in 1994 in Fort Worth, Texas. And there was someone that supplied us duplex. We were living there. And one day the Holy Spirit told us it's time to move. But we really didn't have the money to buy a house. But the Holy Spirit spoke to us, right?
Yes, He did. So I just go out by faith and start looking for a house. And I found a house that was for sale. We didn't have any money, so I talked to the builder and
Tell them what kind of house it was, Jean.
Well, it was in a gated community. It was a 3,000 square feet. It was new, had a three-car garage, and it had a duck pond by it. And the Lord said, "This is your home." So I talked to the builder and asked if we could lease it. He said, "No, I'm selling it." So I said, "Well, here's my number if you change your mind." And about an hour later, he called and said, "Meet me at McDonald's and we'll sign the lease." There was no first and last, just the first month's rent. And we leased it for a year and a half, and then we were able to buy it. Another miracle home.
Another miracle home. And we just agreed that the word of the Lord. We were in a revival in Florida. And I was preaching in the mornings. Another man was preaching in the evenings. And one evening, I was sitting on the platform, turned around, and said, "Dale, I see you living in a big home with a big house with a big screen TV." And so you went out looking for a big house, not a little house.
Right. At that time, we were just living in a small duplex that mm-hmm. someone had given us to live in at the time we were in revival in Fort Worth.
And so the Paul said there's a natural and a supernatural. So a lot of people, they just believe, well, you know, this is our budget, and I do believe living within a budget, or this is what all we can. Maybe we don't even have money for a down payment. But you got to have faith. You hear something, then you see something, and you say something, and you do something. So we heard the voice of the Lord say, "You're going to live in a big house with a big screen TV," and then we saw it, and then we began to say, "We're going to live in a big house with a big screen TV," and then you had to do something. You went out looking every day. I said, "Where are you going, Gene?"
I
said, "Where are you going?" You said, "I'm going to look for us a house." Then
That's
you
right.
called me one day and said, "I found one," but he says, "It's not for not for rent, it's for sale." But he changed his mind.
Yes,
or the
did.
Holy Ghost changed
the
his
Holy
mind.
The Holy Ghost changed his mind.
We moved into that beautiful two-story brick home that you described. It was a miracle.
Yes.
And God, and if we had enough time, we could just keep sharing testimonies of what God has done. I remember we were living in Rockwall, Texas, and we were living in a little condo there in Rockwall, and the church, it was owned by the church that we were a part of at that time, Church on the Rock. One day they came and said, "You're going to have to move out because we need this apartment, this condo for missions." And so we began to look around. We looked and looked and looked, and finally we found an apartment or a condo that we could rent, but you know, we were not really too excited about it. So we finally decided, well, We're gonna go ahead and lease it. You said this is all we've been able to find. And that night, I heard the Holy Ghost say to me, what did the Holy Ghost say to me, Gene?
He said, this condo is second best.
And that's what I said to you. This condo is second best. She said, well, I'm going to go back out and look again tomorrow. And what happened?
I went out and I found a new condo that was being built that was almost finished. So I talked to the builder and he said, we're leasing these condos. We're selling these condos. And I said, well, I need to lease one. So I went in and looked around, and he finally came in and said, well, I'll lease it to you. Now, they were selling the condos, but he said, I'll lease it to you, and you can finish decorating it. So we moved into a brand new condo, just leased it, and I was able to pick out the colors and decorate it. And that's just what God wants to do. He wants to do more than we could even dream of.
I know. He really does. And we have to say that almost every place that we have lived in, we could not afford in the realm of the natural.
We could not.
God came through with a down payment, or someone gave us a special deal. God wants to do something in your home. There's nothing more precious than your except for your children, your grandchildren, your friends, than your home, a place that you go to bed at night, wake up in the morning, a place that you invite your friends. And there's so many people living in a home that is not comfortable, it's not relaxing, they know it's not theirs. But I believe that God, Gene, desires to give every believer a nice home to live in, far above their expectations. I call it an upgrade.
Yes, he wants to give us upgrades, I believe.
Yeah, he wants to perform a miracle. I want to show you some, you know, most every house we lived in, we have to say, this had to be God.
Yes.
I mean, when we moved from Dallas area, Dallas-Fort Worth to Austin, we first of all rented a house, and we wrote down 10 things we would like to have in a house. And what happened?
Well, God met all of those 10 things.
Yeah, he did. So Gene and I made a list, and then we said, God, this is what we'd love to have in a home.
Yes, we need to make a list and just pray over that and believe God. And most of all, you know, I believe God wants us to have a peaceful home.
Yes, he does.
Where we just feel peace.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And when you're looking at a home and you don't have peace about it, don't go there. Don't stay there.
That's right.
You know, we've prayed over many people's homes to say, what about this home? Does it have peace? Is there a troubled spirit here? Is there evil spirits here? Because people live in homes and or apartments or condos, and they leave a residue there.
That's right. You
move into there, and sometimes there's trouble. Your kids can't sleep at night, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, even if you have those homes, you want to live there, you just need to have a house cleansing. I'm not talking about a house cleaning. I'm talking about a spiritual house cleansing. What we're saying today is God wants to give a miracle in homes, right?
Yes, he does.
Yeah. So Gene and I have been testifying about all of the miracles that we have received in homes. I mean, one time Gene and I was looking around for a new home, and it was early 80s. And we saw this house. We looked in the window. It was for sale by a realtor, but it was kind of a personal owner. And so we drove. The snow was on the ground in Oklahoma. We drove right to the real estate office and said, we'll take it. He said, well, you haven't even looked inside. I said, I know, but we're going to take it anyhow. And we moved into that house, and we paid $5,000 down, moved into the house, enjoyed our time. It was kind of out in the country. It was a wonderful time for us and our kids and our dog, Blackie. Well, Gene, we're going to pray right now. Father, in Jesus' name, Gene and I, we set ourselves in agreement.
Yes.
We've been giving testimonies about your healing and about homes. Hallelujah. There's no place like home if it's peaceful. We just pray for all of our members today, maybe people visiting Breakout Radio Church today, and they need a home. They need a peaceful place, maybe a miracle home. Maybe they can't even afford to buy a home. But there's no lack of money, and God wants to do something supernatural. Or maybe you need to rent or lease a home, and God is going to take you to that place. God's going to do something extraordinary. God's going to do something supernatural. So the Bible says, if any two agree, touching any one thing shall be done for my Father which is in heaven. So we agree, Gene Gentry and I are standing here at this microphone to Breakout Radio Church, agreeing with you for a new home, a better home, a peaceful home, a place that you can be comfortable in, that you can call home. And maybe you don't have the down payment, or maybe you don't have the first and last month's rent. I don't know. But I'm declaring an upgrade for you, and God wants to yes. say to you, hallelujah. Members of Breakout Radio Church, you believers, God is wanting to say to you, I want to do something special yes. for you today, for a home. We agree in Jesus' name. And Gene and I agree, for those that have cancer, you need a healing yes. or some other sickness or disease or pain that you may have in your body. We agree right now for your healing. Hallelujah. We agree for your healing in Jesus' name. But the same God that healed Gene Gentry is the same God that can heal you now. Just put your hand wherever you're you need to be healed in Jesus' name. We just agree right now for your healing in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we just pray for miracles today in the name of the Lord. We pray for miracles in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost here, church. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost wanting you to do something special. Your father loves you, and he is saying to you, my son, my daughter, let me show myself strong. The Bible said the eyes of the Lord run to and fro, up and down the earth, to show himself strong. What? To show himself strong on your behalf. Hallelujah. And so we just believe in the name of Jesus for your miracle, whatever it may be. So Gene and I brought testimonies today. Next Sunday, we're going to start letting other members of our church share testimonies. And we are just going to believe, hallelujah, that God is going to give you a testimony. For a long time, I just shared other people's testimonies. And then God began to give me my own testimony. And he'll do that for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's been a lot of miracles happen in evangelist Donald Brown's life. And Donald's a member of Breakout Radio Church, and he preached this morning at 6 o'clock. He'll also preach this afternoon at on bpnradio.com at 4:30. And Donald Brown's going to come and receive our Sunday morning tithes and offering. Good to have you on with us today at Breakout Radio Church, Donald Brown.
Well, good to be here this morning, Pastor.
Now you go ahead. God bless you.
Yes, and I just wanted to say I thank you for allowing me just a few seconds to share a partial testimony, but more than anything, a short teaching as to what I believe the tithe concern. And what I'd like to say is that, as an example of tithing from the Old Testament, it's one of the oldest references to tithing in the Bible, and it's found in Genesis chapter 14, where Abraham pursued a king named Chedorlaomer Lamar to rescue his kinsman, which was Lot, and who had been captured. And as I garnered and grasped these things in what Genesis was saying, I understood something, that with 300 armed men, Abraham defeated the king and not only saved his nephew Lot, but he regained all the goods stolen from Sodom. And on the way back, there was a mysterious figure named Melchizedek, called the priest of the Most High. And it's amazing that in verse 18, where Abraham was met and Melchizedek blessed him, but verse 20 simply says something that I believe is so unique. It said that Abraham gave him a tenth of everything. And there is no command in that letter, in the Mosaic law, or anywhere in Scripture that men are to give one-tenth of their captured booty or their captured spoil to the priest. But Abraham did it. Evidently, I believe, as a token of gratitude. And that's the part that I believe, when we take that attitude as what God has blessed us with, and we just simply desire, Lord, I just want to honor you with a tenth of it. I also believe, as Jesus said again in the New Testament, when he said, in fact, the New Testament understanding of tithe, Jesus said something twice. He said in Matthew 23 and 23, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees." And then again, he says, you can read this, and in Luke 18, 9 through 14, where he also told a parable to those who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. And he talked about the two men that went up to the temple. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. And we understand and know the story there. But I believe that what Pastor Dale is more concerned with, and I believe most of us that are ministering and preaching the gospel, is that we are more concerned not with the silver and the gold, as Jesus was talking about, because obviously Jesus did not regard the tithing as a spiritual cure-all. So I believe we have that same attitude. Jesus didn't reject it. He affirmed that for Israel, but he is much more intent on the weightier things, the weightier matters of the law, for instance, like faith. And I believe that you can tithe everything and not trust God. And Jesus was not seeking what was theirs. He was seeking them, the love of their soul, not the load of their silver. And I believe when we can grasp that mentality, that attitude, then the tithe doesn't seem to be a struggle, but it's an honor. So today, I believe that in the very beginning, what Abraham was saying simply was, Lord, because you have blessed me, because you love me so much, I just want to give you 10% of what you blessed me with. My brothers and my sisters, I believe that if we can grasp to the revelation that we can grasp what Abraham was really saying, will be to the degree that we will tithe more consistently and we will receive more abundantly the gifts and the things of God, because it's now believing that because what we have honored you with, because you love us, we are trusting you to provide us with all of not just our needs, but our wants. And I want to turn it back over to Pastor Dale now to share with you and how that you can donate to this ministry. Thank you, and God bless each of you today.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Evangelist Donald Brown, and he'll be preaching on bpnradio.com this afternoon, 4:30. And want to give you an opportunity now to give, give your tithes and contributions. If Breakout Radio Church is your church, always encourage everybody to give to your church. And if Breakout Radio Church is your church today, you can make your checks payable to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. If you'd like to give by your credit card or debit card or PayPal, all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and you click on the donate button. It's to your right there. It's in red. Click on the donate button. You'll see Gene and I's picture, and then you can click on that donate button below, and it will say donate to Breakout Ministries Incorporated. You put in the amount, and if you want to make this your regular monthly contribution, you can click the little box there. You can donate with PayPal, or you can donate with your debit card or your credit card. And, you know, Gene and I have proven that if we bring the tithe, if we give the tithe, he said, I'll open the windows of heaven. We have practiced this. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, I tried it for a couple of weeks and it just didn't work. No, it's got to be a lifestyle. That means that I put God first in my life with my time each morning and with my finances. Gene and I, we live by faith every month. We have no guaranteed income. And but we have learned that by putting God first with our first 10% or more, then he protects the remaining 90 or 80 or 70%, whatever it may be. We prove it him now these 57 years of our marriage, not just our 52 years of preaching the gospel, but even before we went into the ministry, we were tithers because I was taught, I saw my parents tithe, and I believe in it. And you just can't afford not to do it. You got to put God first with your finances. Given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Shall other people give back to you? And this is the way that God opens the windows of heaven. That we're able to get house miracles and home miracles and automobile miracles and because we have learned to give, and we have learned that the value of the seed is greater than the value, than the price of the sale. We very seldom over the years ever sell anything. We just give it away because we understand that as we give, we are planting a seed. As we give our tithe, our offerings, we're planting into the kingdom of God. And it's God who is returning the blessings upon us. So, Father, I just bless the people that are giving their tithes and their contributions today here at Breakout Radio Church, where they're listening to the live service here at 8 this morning Central Time or any other time during the week. I just pray, Lord, that you would bless the people that are giving. Bless them abundantly. Bless them bountifully. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God bless you as you give today. Thank you, Lord. Well, oh, it's been a wonderful day today. Gene and I have so enjoyed so much preaching and testifying today. It's been a great day, Gene. It's been a great day, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. We're so thankful for all of you that have been with us today. And just know that we pray for you every day, and we love you.
We love you. We just want to give a shout-out maybe just to a few people. There's Craig. I see him in Pullman, Washington. Marianne from Etna, Ohio. You see any names there? Susie from Oklahoma City. And Gloria from Kyle, Texas. Lisa from Rockwall, Texas. And we have, there's Daniel from Oxford, Alabama. Glenda from Midwest City, Oklahoma. There's Tiffany from Kingwood, Texas. There is Rachel from Kelso, Washington. Oh, my goodness. We're so blessed, aren't we, Jean?
Yes, we are.
Huh? Oh, my goodness. We have Connie from Barnett, Vermont, and Carolyn, Dr. Carolyn from Sparks, Nevada. We have Melissa from Belmont, Ohio. Wow, we just have all these names, all these members. We're so blessed. We bless all of you.
Yes,
we bless
do.
All of you. Peter there from Kohima, Alabama. And we could go on and on and on. If you want to be a member of the church, just go to bpnradio.com. Click on Breakout Radio Church. There's a membership link down there at the bottom. Well, we love you, don't we? Love everybody, don't we, Jean?
Yes. Go out and have a blessed day today, and we love you.
Have a wonderful day. Remember that preaching continues all day long on Preaching Sunday on bpnradio.com. And if you're listening to the live service, our Austin pastor, Bill Hart, he's next. He's going to preach. We've got preachers all day long till midnight. Have a wonderful day. We enjoyed being with you. We appreciate Aliona Pachuco as our editor and keeps everything running here on Sunday, as well as Michael Schonborn. Have a wonderful day. We love you.